Morning, teachers. Morning, brothers and sisters.
Morning.
Great to see everyone here. Yeah, maybe firstly, I'd like to introduce myself. Well, just now what Aaron said, unfortunately, most of the students here, I do not know you. However, I'm very full of joy and I thank the school and Dr. Gary for giving me this opportunity to be back here this morning. Not only to share the gospel words itself, but I think thing that I felt is that to have the fellowship together in during this weekly prayer meeting. I would like to apologize to Joanna. They always, during my school time, for the 3 years, 3 years plus, have been trying to invite me to the weekly chaplain for the Tuesday. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do it because basically at the time I was doing half part-time studying in my work and at the same time here. But I'm very happy. I thank God for giving me this opportunity. This morning, I'd like to share from the Bible text that we have just now read, John chapter 21, verse 15 to 19. And this passage to me is where Jesus reinstates the spiritual life that was once denier and yet faithful disciple, Apostle Peter. I sincerely believe that this passage is not unfamiliar to anyone here. Jesus asked Peter an important question 3 times. And this question is, Peter, do you truly love me more than this? Do you love me? Do you love me? And this incident actually happened after when Jesus raised from the grave. From the book of John chapter 20 onwards, in fact, Jesus appeared to the following people. The first one, he appeared to Mary Magdalene outside the tombs. Followed by that, he appeared to his disciple 3 times. First time, he appeared to the 11 disciples when the first week when they are together. Secondly, the second time, he appeared to who? Thomas, okay? And the third time, Jesus appeared again to his disciple. But this time now is with the presence of who? Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, and the son and the 2 sons of Zebedee, who they are also the disciples of Jesus, James and John. And after Jesus was there, after performing the miracles, catch of fish and eating together, then Jesus turned to Peter and asked him the question, "Do you love me?" 3 times. And we know that, how Peter responds. To me, when I read the passage again and again, I find that Peter replied firmly, "Yes, Lord, I love you. Yes, Lord, I love you. Lord, yes, Lord, I love you." And each time, how did Jesus reply to him? And Jesus replied to him, "To feed and take care of my lamb." I would say, take care of my people. And Jesus even further said to Peter, the way is death to be. Which, if I'm Peter, I also do not wish to be. But it will be happening to Peter. And the purpose is to glorify the Lord. And finally, I feel that Jesus said one thing to him, the very important word. He said, "Come and follow me. Follow me." Brother and sister, probably the 2 questions that I would like to ask from this passage, why did Jesus appear to Peter again? The word again. And why did Jesus ask Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" To answer these questions, we have to look into the life of this disciple, Apostle Peter. What do we know about Apostle Peter? Peter is one of the well-known disciples, and he is certainly well-loved by Christians throughout his history and across the generation. But Peter is grateful of his new life that Jesus has given to him. As he shared in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, he actually gives thanks for the eternal life that he has inherited as a follower of Christ. And he said this, "Praise be to God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This is what Peter said to the Lord. Praise to the God. And even after Jesus' ascension, Peter lived boldly like a rock for Christ. And he preached the gospel unashamedly. He's a disciple that we followers today can look upon it. Peter has a heart, has a devoted heart for Jesus. And he's a faithful follower of Lord Jesus. But yet, these faithful disciples, he denied Jesus 3 times before the crucifixion of Jesus. Why? Brothers and sisters, to me, this could be one of the hardest things to understand. Why did Peter do that? Peter is always with Jesus. He saw what Jesus has done, miracles. He saw what Jesus has healed the people. Why did Peter do that? And even before the incident happened, Jesus, in fact, already informed Peter that he would deny him in front of the rest of other disciples. Right. And if we go back to the Matthew chapter 26, and the verse 31 to 35, Jesus told them, okay? He said, "This very night that you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead into Galilee." And Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." But what did Jesus reply? Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, this very night before the rooster crow, you will disown me 3 times. But Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples say the same. So in Jesus over Peter over here said, rebut what Jesus had told him. He said, "I never will." Wow, this disciple is so firm. He said, "You tell me that I will disown you. No, Jesus, I will never will." But the truth is, what? Peter did not keep what he said to Jesus. He denied Jesus. After once he denied Jesus, we know that I felt that he could not even understand why such a thing happening to him. What could have the causes this to happen? To me, I felt that Peter and all the disciples would have terrified, shocked, and devastated. And Jesus was supposed to be the person to lead them, but was instead, arrested and sentenced to be crucified. And the disciples would have wondered if they too were going to be arrested and put to death. Peter surely was full of fear and confusion. It was this state that he denied knowing Jesus. Brother and sister, let us maybe pause here for a while to think about. Looking back at our own disciples' walk with Jesus, do we ever, in any situation, deny Jesus? Or do we ever, at any situation, defend our Jesus? I believe we do. Remember way back, for Singaporeans, way back many years ago, maybe 5 years ago or 6 years ago, Singapore government is trying to pass one law called 377A repeal. Correct? Repeal. And maybe to those who are not Singaporean, what is this 377 repeal? 377A repeal is the legislation to discriminate gay sex and protect the definition of marriage from legal challenges. And this repeal has been launched as a milestone both to democracy and to inclusion in Singapore. At those times, okay, there are many people talking about the freedom, the right, and the support to approve. And at that time, I was also affected very much and decided to put my stand too. In effect, we Christians, the believer, in fact, are facing with many challenges. The external environment, the internal too. I felt that we are asked for a response because this, in fact, are referring on the teaching, the truth of our God. Who we defend our God teaching or who we give in to the environmental pressure. I remember 2 years ago when I was joined Bawini Baptist Church as an intern at that time, I was still deciding whether to go in full-time or whether the church will accept me. And I was talking to one of the young adult sisters in Christ. And she's working in the government sectors. And at that time, we were talking about this 378 repeal. She shared, she was working this in her department during a meeting. Her boss suddenly asked this question because it's in the government sector. Ask this question. So if in the government sector, probably how will you respond? If you respond, support. Maybe will my career be instead? Why will I continue to improve? Oh, what? How? But I was so grateful and I was so happy. I see that this sister Christ really have this faith. And what she said that she put the stand, how she felt about this 378. She put a stand that, in terms of the marriage of the male and females, right in front of the whole, during the department meeting. So this one really encouraged me because in the environment, would you defend for what's the teaching of God? For Peter, I can say that it could be justified of his action to protect himself. But Peter did not justify his action. If you look into Mark chapter 14, immediately the rooster crowed a second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows thrice, you will disown me three times. And he broke down and cried. When Peter heard the rooster crow, he started to remember what Jesus had told him. He cried. He cried badly. Peter felt that he had made a terrible mistake and felt the weight of his sins. To me, I find that Peter was definitely extremely, extremely disappointed on himself, very remorseful. Did Jesus give up on him? No, I will not say. No, not at all. Jesus did not give up on him. Even Jesus did not give up on him. But Peter did not forgive for himself. He lost the direction because Jesus was no more there. What did he do? Instead of continuing as a disciple of Lord, he went back to his previous job. And this was the time why Jesus appeared to him again, appeared to where he was working. And Jesus asked him the question, "Do you love me?" Why did Jesus do that? Three reasons. Firstly, the forgiving and loving God. Jesus has forgiven Peter what he has done. Jesus loves us so much like how he loved Peter too. Yes, Peter had denied three times. Jesus three times. But yet, Jesus visited him again and asked him now, face to face, the questions. This is because the love of Jesus. He has forgiven what Peter has done. And I sincerely believe that Peter is fully regret of the sin he had committed of denying Jesus. Brother and sister, when we are serving, we are faced with many temptations and challenges. And all this can cause us fall and hurt. And I got to know for the last 2 years when I was going into this pastoral ministry, I felt that some of the, I can say some of the, of us itself actually was hurt and left the main ministry, or maybe because of challenges, they left the ministry because of all this. But what Jesus was telling us is, as long as we are willing to come back to Him, our Lord Jesus still loves us and He still wants us to continue to serve Him in this ministry. He did not want us to leave. Secondly, what Jesus has done is a beautiful restoration of Peter's life. I felt that we, the followers of Lord Jesus Christ, are like Peter. We are ordinary people like Peter, who is a fisherman. I mean, some of us, rather, could be an engineer, teacher, or maybe banker, and etc., etc., okay? And today, when we are here in this seminary, I believe that we have answered the call from our Lord. Come and follow me. And this is what Peter has done too. He let go of everything when Jesus called him. And we are like Peter in our serving of God. We can face with many challenges or even temptations. As for me, I thank God for many years of my faith journey with God. And I have the blessing to serve Him. Obviously, it's a blessing to serve Him. And I served in my previous job since I was a church, since I was a youth to prior before I became a full-time as a pastor. In this journey, do I ever face the challenges of what Peter has? I do. I remember the temptation of money over the faith. I lost and gave in. You know what? God punished me of giving in. Yeah. I also remember that there are many times that I want to step down as a church leader. But I thank God for God's Spirit again and again reminded me to come back to Him. And what did He do? He showed me who He is. His leading and grace in my life. I'm thankful that today I'm still holding Him tightly. If you ask me, it is an easy path? My sincere answer is no. Not an easy path. Like Peter, if we read chapter 20 and John chapter 20 and 21, even though Peter has went back to work as a fisherman, but Peter did not leave his faith. And when Jesus called him, follow me, Jesus wants to reinstate Peter's life back and continue to serve him. Thirdly, Jesus wants Peter to know clearly who the God is he is following with. It is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I felt that the questions, do you still love me, is a very important question to all of us who are here with the children of God. And in fact, this question hit me very much. Because this year, my church also preparing to, we are talking about Apostle Peter. And when this question came in, it actually kept on in my heart and encouraged me. And when Dr. Gary told me, to share, I start thinking, what am I going to share? But this question has been coming back to me. So I bank on this question. Today, I'd like to share to everyone and to encourage each of us, including myself. Okay? Yeah. Why? Because Jesus used this question right on the face of Peter and tell him, Son, I find it, you must know who are you serving. Son, you must know who are you serving. You are serving the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the Creator, the God of Savior, the God that redeemed our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus reinstated the life, if we read more about what Peter had done in the book of Acts, we can see how Peter has faithfully and with no fear and continue serving the Lord. Because Peter knew that God is with him and it is him that he is serving. Hence, brothers and sisters, when we remember who Jesus is in our faith walk of life, we will see the great and amazing work in our life. Hence, brother and sister, Peter has answered to God firmly of the question, do you love me? If today Jesus will come to you and ask you this question, what would your response be? As a full-time, 1 year serving in the church, for sure, it is not an easy path. But yet, I want to thank God. Why? I see the joy of serving Him. The joy to seeing the commitment of the church member to serve the Lord and the love and care that they hold each other. And secondly, I see that, I tell you the truth, there are times that I do not know what to do, how to do, whether am I doing the right things. Because basically, I was from a totally different denomination. From a Methodist to a Baptist, it's totally different. And also, the members there are basically have been together for many years. So I do not know whether am I doing the right thing, whether the way I talk. But I thank God. I experience the God's presence. Yeah, definitely God will ask me to wait. Sometimes I wait, I still cannot sleep, or fear. Then sometimes I will complain a little bit here and there. Yeah, but I thank God that He'll be there to resolve my anxious. And I can see God coming in amazingly, even to resolve the matters, or even to make the relationship closer for me and with the brother and sister in Christ of the church itself. I thank God for that. And definitely, I have another challenge is that this time now, when I go to Bahawi Liberty Church, my wife that follow me, I thank God. But my son was still back to his original, the previous church. And we are anxious. Yeah, this is also part that we learn to trust him on that. My sincere brother and sister here, we hope that all of us can answer like what Peter has done. His answer is a firm yes to the Lord. If Jesus will ask you, do you love me? Let us answer him firmly. And what Peter did not stop there. He continued to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, even after his ascent to the Lord. May God bless all of us here in his presence of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the new life that you have given to us. God, we thank you for today that all of us here, that we are willing to put down ourselves and follow you. Yes, Lord, the journey of serving to you is not an easy task. But, Lord Jesus Christ, you have shown us that when we are serving with you, you are always with us. You are there to hold us. You are there to guide us. You are there to lead us. God, let us learn what the Lord, your disciple Peter has done. With a trust, with a firm yes, we continue to serve you. We continue to trust in you. Thank you for this morning. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.